Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious. Stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
It's your boy Vic XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. Man, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. I gotta say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM in Atlanta. Definitely one time for them for always providing us an FM radio home for the past 15 plus years. Also gotta say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Now, for those who don't know, let me explain a little bit about Live365.com for you. Live365.com is a hub. They are a server that allows internet radio stations to broadcast live, set up shop, and broadcast live via their server. Now, they are a media-based tracking internet radio station, which means your music is properly registered with any of the channels. Then you receive points towards royalties for your musical attributes on any station. Now, let's talk about our station. Our station is Ride 95, all right? Ride 95, we're the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. The way to access us is very, very easy. Very, very easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com. Once you're at live365.com, all you got to do is type in the words Ride 95, that's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Click on our station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, it's also just as easy if you want to listen via your mobile device. All you got to do is download the Live365 app, go to that search engine, and in the search engine, there's over 2,000 radio stations. Type in Ride 95, click on that station logo, and again, voila, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So one time for Live365 allowing us to launch Ride 95. All right, ladies and boys and girls, I want to say one time for all of the streaming sites that carry our show and our interviews, one time for Blog Talk, one time for iTunes, one time for Spreaker, Spotify, Messy FM, Podomatic, Buzzsprout, just to name a few, man. All these streaming sites work very, very hard to allow creators and shows like us to be able to upload our message to the world. And I got to say thank you, because there are a lot of people doing a lot of awesome things, allowing people platforms and allowing people to be heard and allowing them the opportunity to spread their message and their word. Okay? All right. So, look, let's get into it, man. We got a very, very special guest on the line. You know how we do right here on Riding Dirty Radio. We are this show that provides a platform for those people who are moving and shaking, the people that are changing the world. The people that are definitely doing their thing, whether it's through arts, entertainment, philanthropism, just downright good people who are changing the world. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is no different. So welcome to the Riding Dirty Show, and I hope I say this right. Peace, amen, qua. How you doing today?
Yeah. You said it right.
You know what? I am so happy because I am from the ATL, and I don't know if you've ever met anyone from Atlanta, but our southern dialect is so strong, and I tend to tear names up. So I got to say it one more time. Peace, amen, qua. Ha-ha.
Yeah, peace, amen, qua. You have that right.
All right, so look, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I got to start off by saying I'm so blessed and fortunate for you to take the opportunity to sit down and talk with the people who check out our content and listen to our show. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to speak with you.
No, thank you. Thank you for this. It's a pleasure, really.
Okay, so look, let's get into it because we have about 30 minutes, but we're going to take a walk. The first thing I want you to do is let the people know where you're from and what was the beginning of your journey into the magazine world.
Okay, I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. Woo! And yes, as you said it right, I am the owner, the founder of Posebe Magazine. And basically, the magazine is a magazine about beauty and most especially redefining or rewriting the meaning of beauty. So how it started, I would say it started from personal experience because growing up, you know, as a teenager, I had to deal with low self-esteem and insecurity and all of that stuff, mainly because of the magazine industry. As a teenager, I used to purchase so many magazines, and I used to go through the pages of the magazines, and I used to look at these perfect, skinny, beautiful girls, and I would aspire to look like them. But when I didn't pick myself up, I would feel so not worthy, so not beautiful, so not fit in the standard. So I went into a season of depression, a season of low self-esteem, a season of not knowing exactly where I fit in because I didn't look like those girls. So that's basically how the magazine started. When I came out of that season, when I decided what beauty is to me, that's when I said, you know what, I'm going to create a magazine that will include everybody and that a magazine that a regular girl down the street can look at this magazine and feel that she is heard and that she is beautiful as well, just the way that she is. So that's how the magazine began.
Okay. Okay, so look, I want to take a rewind a little bit because in order to create a magazine, and I definitely totally respect and understand where you're coming from, because not only women, but I'm sure there are a lot of men who have suffered from these same type of situations. But let's go backwards a little bit. Tell me about your journey into journalism or magazine layout, because there are so many components that go into building a magazine. The concept is there and it's an awesome concept. But let's talk about your journey into the business aspect of it and all the different aspects and realms of coming up with the magazine.
Okay, that's funny because I did not study journalism. I never even it wasn't part of my plan or vision for my life to start a magazine. And basically, the main thing, the first thing I had to do was to build a team that would be able to stand with me in this journey. I never studied anything about journalism. I'm not a writer. I have no experience before this, and so it was a bit hard. It took me, I would say, a year and a half to build a strong team that would be able to help me in building this magazine. I had to hire journalists, I had to hire writers, photographers, and so on and so forth, because I didn't have the experience or the knowledge on how to build this thing. So I had to study a bit on how to start a magazine. I had to go into the internet, YouTube, you know, now everything's on YouTube. So I went on YouTube to study to see what I needed to do this. And if I have to be 100%, in the beginning, it looked almost impossible. And I gave up a few times because it was harder than I thought. But then when I was able to build this team, which I have to say they're the best of the best, when I was able to have these people around me, that's when it gave me the confidence and kind of the help that I needed to build this thing. Because I had, again, I say I have no experience. I have no, I don't have, my background is business accounting. I have no journalism background. So I had no idea on how to. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, you said that there were times that you felt like you wanted to stop. What made you keep pushing?
I stopped a couple of times. I gave up a couple of times. But, you know, when you have, like, a vision, it's hard to just give it out because the vision itself pushes you. Even when you don't feel like it or even when you feel like, you know, it doesn't make sense, what am I doing, it's not working. When I was at that point, the vision and the message, especially of this magazine, kept on pushing how I would have different girls or people, not just girls, because, again, the magazine is not only for girls, but I'll have different people. I would talk to random people, and all of a sudden they would start telling me their stories and how, you know, they went through what I went through in a similar way, or I would walk down the street and I would witness a young girl being laughed at or on the bus, or and all these things were what kept on pushing me to, you know, to start back up, to do this thing. So even when I gave up, because I didn't just think of giving up, I gave up completely a couple of times, this thing were kind of a reminder of why I was doing this thing. It wasn't really just for me. So it had nothing to do with how I felt, but it had more to do with the message that this magazine needed to carry to everybody. So that vision, again, was what pushed me or kept on pushing me to do this.
Okay. Now, knowing that you didn't have any experience in the field, but you still wanted to, and you had to hire editors, writers, and all that. What was that process like for you, especially when it came to finding the right people to help bring your dream to life?
Yeah, it was a hard phase. But I would say that even though it was kind of hard, I would say, it was exciting because I got to hear people thought of this before even bringing it to life. I got to experience what different people had to say because what happened was I on the Facebook page and on the Instagram page as well, I would post ads. I would post I posted the job on Facebook and the number of people that applied was a shocker to me because, you know, when you do something, in the back of your head, you're like, this is stupid, like, you know? So when I got the feedback that I got, it kind of excited me. And then when I got to interview these people, it gave me, it helped me to build this vision even further because I was able to hear what other people had to say, what other people had to contribute while building the team. So building the team was a process that took, as I said earlier, over a year, but throughout it was exciting because I got to experience or hear what other people had to say and what they thought, and the feedback that I got from most of these people was so positive that it that it kind of pushed me again to keep on searching for the right people. So it was hard and exciting at the same time.
Okay. All right, now let's talk about that first issue, the release of the first issue, who's on the cover, and what can we expect from it?
All right, the first issue, the girl on the cover is Jayza Gerry. You can find her on Instagram. You can Google her name and you will see her. She's an amazing, amazing person. And most of the girls in this first issue, the first issue, I wanted to display girls who didn't just go through what everyone else went through, but girls who had specific perfect imperfections, I like to call them, like a birthmark, like different skin disorders that kind of excluded them or separated them from other girls. And Jayza Gerry is one of them. And one of the things that to expect from the first issue is how they were able to come out of this situations and to still fly. And what I mean by that is when you read their story, you will hear what they have to go through, but at the end of it, every single one of them had a positive thing to say about what they went through. Even though what they went through was ugly, something amazing came out of it in their personality, in who they became, in what they're doing with what they went through. So in the first issue, really, I want to show everyone that it doesn't matter what you're going through or what you went through. It doesn't matter how ugly that situation might be. Something pretty can still come out of it. And how these girls, how they were able to share their stories is just amazing. It amazed me. It brought me to tears during their interviews because everything that they went through, how they were able to express the joy that came out of that experience, it amazed me. So really, going to the pages of this first issue, it will encourage people to know that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always beauty for ashes. There's always something good can come out of something ugly. So, or better still, something good can come out of an ugly situation. So, that's what you can expect from the first issue.
Okay. Now, I noticed that you also made the magazine downloadable, and you also done print copies. What made you do both?
When I started the magazine, I just wanted to do print, but when COVID hit, and especially with the now 2021, I realized that it's a social media era. It's an internet generation that we are in. So different people like to read books on the phone, on the internet, on their computers, on their iPads. And you have the older generation who love to still hold it, the physical copy in your hand. So I decided to cater for both and have the print one and the digital one for whoever prefers either or. And we did a kind of a poll on Instagram. How do they call them? A poll, and we asked people what they prefer, whether the print or the digital version of the magazine. And the response made me realize that the best solution was to have both, to give people options, you know?
Definitely. Because I do understand, we live in an era that some people might have time to sit down and read, and some people have to do it on the go. So I definitely understand. How has been the response thus far to people who've been working with you, people who've had an opportunity to read it? What's the response been like? And what can we expect in volume 2?
I love, sorry, what was the last question? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry, yes. I didn't hear the last question.
I know. What has been the response after the completion of issue number one?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the people that purchased the magazine, they came back to me to tell me that it's amazing. Not just the people that got the print version, I made sure that, you know, sometimes when you're trying to do something, you always find that people don't take the time to not just to make sure that the content is good, but also the look of the magazine. So I took my time to make sure that the magazine is good, not just content-wise, but also the look of the magazine, the layout, the kind of paper I use, the kind of lamination I use. So the people that got the magazine, the first thing that everyone said, for the ones that got the print magazine, the first thing everyone said was that the quality of the magazine is super, it's amazing. And that's what I wanted for this magazine. I did not want to, like, you know, sometimes when you have people doing things, you see that it's kind of the they don't take time in making sure that their product has to look good. It doesn't matter how good the product is, but the look of it has to be good because people are attracted by what they see. So I made sure that this magazine, the quality is amazing. So that's the first feedback I always get. But not just that, the people that read the magazine, both print and digital, always came back to say that the stories really touched their heart and they have no idea that things were going on. And that, another thing that I really appreciated was how this magazine brought light to certain situations and certain things that people go through and that we have no idea about, different skin diseases and different illnesses that people go through and there's no and nobody knows about. So those are the main two things that the main two feedback that I got from the people that purchased the magazine. And that really was amazing to me because that's exactly what the message that I wanted them to receive. And when they came back to me telling me that they got the message that I was trying to send out, it kind of made me happy because that's exactly what I wanted. So the feedback has been amazing. We are still pushing for more sales. We're still pushing to get the magazine outside of Canada and North America, to have more people get to experience this magazine. But so far, I have to say I'm happy about, you know, the feedback that I've been getting. So.
Okay. All right. Now, are you featured in the magazine?
No, I just have a letter that I wrote at the beginning of the magazine to kind of welcome the people and the editor's note. I welcome the people, I introduce myself, and I basically tell the people what to expect on this magazine. That's all. So I have a picture there of myself and a small letter welcoming the people into the magazine.
Okay. All right. Now, when I look on your Instagram page, you have women of different sizes, shapes, looks, images. You have something for everyone. And I know that's part of your mission.
Yeah.
How receptive have all the women been? Because maybe some of these women didn't even view themselves as the type to ever be on a magazine cover. Or what has been the reception that you've received from the people that are featured in your magazine?
Oh, my God. One of the girls that really brought me to tears was Mimi. She's in the magazine. And she is a girl. She has been trying to get into the magazine industry. And when the magazine was printed and I sent her a copy, she made this post saying how she's finally able to see herself in the pages of the magazine. And she made this nice post on TikTok and on Instagram. And then I seen it on her WhatsApp story. And it touched my heart because for me to be able to make someone's dream come true, it's like I something that I did not even think about when building this magazine. And when I saw that post, it kind of made me realize that I am not just fulfilling my dream by printing this magazine or by creating this. I'm fulfilling so many people's dream at the same time. You don't even realize it. So some of the girls in this, and also there's another girl from the UK that's featured in the magazine, and her entire family, I'm talking about her mom, her dad, her, I think it was her aunt, her entire family sent me a message on Instagram telling me, oh my God, my girl is on the magazine and this and that, especially because these girls are not girls that you regularly see on the magazine. So I understand that for them it was like finally, but I never thought that I was helping people and especially helping the girls on the pages of this magazine to fulfill their dreams. So it was amazing for me because it kind of made me emotional a bit because I didn't realize I was doing that. But then when I saw the feedback, then I was like, wow, this is amazing. So yeah.
And I'm looking at some of the ladies, and I'm sure they can appreciate it. Like, man, you just have all kind of different things going on with this magazine. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that name, and what does that name actually mean?
So the name Posséder means to own in French. And the reason why I chose the name was because when in Canada we speak both English and French, I love how it sounds, and I love the mystery behind it because people always ask me, what does the name mean? I love the mystery behind the name, and I love how it sounds. But the meaning of it is own, to own. And basically, the reason why I chose that word is because the message is for you to own who you are, own your beauty, own your scars, own your perfect imperfections, just own it without apology, just own it. So that's how the name came about. Own it, just own it.
Okay. And it's always about self-love. I noticed you got self-love, self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely instill those images and those words of wisdom into everyone. All right. I thank you for coming on the show. One quick favor before I let you go. I need you to let everyone checking us out right now know how to either get their hands on a physical copy or how to get their eyes on a downloadable copy. And also let them know, man, you got the shirts, you got the T-shirts on deck.
Yeah, I do. For everyone who wants a physical copy or a digital copy or want to get a T-shirt, please visit www.possedermagazine.com, or you can go on our Instagram page, Posséder Magazine, or our Facebook page, Posséder Magazine, and you will find the link in our bio that will direct you to the website. And please follow our Instagram and Facebook pages and get yourself a copy. You will thank me later.
All right. All right, Miss Amankwa. I definitely thank you for giving us this time. You will hear from me soon because I want to get my hands on a physical copy, but I need mine autographed by the founder. So I definitely need to get my hands on a copy.
Sure.
All right, so you have a very, very blessed day, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is CEO and founder of Pasa Day Magazine, Miss Peace Amankwa. Y'all, please, definitely check out her magazine. It's all about self-confidence and self-love. All right? It's your boy, Epic XL. This is Ryan Dirty Show. We'll see you guys later. Peace. Go on, Chance. Go. Go.